Good day, brother and sister, spiritual patriots. Welcome to episode 80 of the Patriot and the Llama Show. We hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Hope you got some rest and got to spend some good time and with the family. I know that I did, and I know that the Llama did here. We got to spend a few time, some time with the family. Actually didn't have the Patriot and the Llama Show last week because we wanted everybody to spend time with their family. So, you know, it is about balance in life. And one of the things I was telling people today on the team meeting that we had, it's funny. This is the first Thanksgiving in decades where the Patriot has taken 2 days off in a row. So that's, you know, if that's happening to me because of Circle of Life and Tai Chi Gong, it could happen to anybody. I can tell you that much for sure. But we're excited about what's going on. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about Advent. You're going to learn what that means, you know, in the second coming of Christ, where we're at in Revelations right now, and what has happened over this 21 days of the portal opening up, this 5D direct to 3D portal, which has been referred to the portal of Shiva, the portal of Christ. That the heavenly gate opened up on 11/11. We're going to talk about some of our own personal experiences. I know we got some brothers and sisters with us today, also from Circle of Life. They can talk about theirs. Definitely the humanity, those that are ready for it, are absolutely getting an upgrade. So make sure that you share, love, comment, help us get past the censorship. You know that they're not showing a lot of love for the Patriot and the Llama. We have massive engagement. I mean, you know, they're talking about the average engagement's a half a percentage point. 6% is wonderful and great, and your stuff should go out to everybody. And we're getting 10% to 100%, and they want to restrict our reach. And that's because they don't want people to hear the truth. So, you know, again, sit back, listen to what we got to say today. For all you folks, we love you very much. Also, next week, we will be starting a live webinar that will be open to the public, and it will be called Step Into Your Power, and it will be going over, it's going to be bi-monthly for now, and it will be going over everything that we're doing. We'll have Q&A. Again, it's going to be open to the public. And we're going to do this to help people accelerate. Remember, the first of the year is right around the corner, and it's 2023. And are you doing your column exercises? Are you looking at what went on in 2022 for you in every area of your life and what you're going to do to make it better in 2023? The Llama is going to be talking about that today also. So, Brother Llama, how you doing, my brother?
Well, I'm doing great, Patriot Jimmy. Pleasure to be with you, to be able to see everybody and to be able to hear and to be able to talk and not be censored. And you know, we're so excited with everything they're trying to do, but I was decided he's going to get the word out one way or one. As we say in the South, come hell or high water, right? We're going to do it. So this is a subject matter that is extremely close to the Llama's heart. I'm so excited that this is the 80th episode, brother. Just hard to believe. Seems like we started yesterday. Abba put this idea and the thought process in our hand. Neither one of us knew which way this was going to go. But lo and behold, here we are at episode 80, and it's just pertinent that we would be talking about his firstborn son's first arrival and second arrival. Back to you, brother.
Well, and what has happened over this last 21 days of the portal opening up, starting to open up on 11/11/22, and then continuing to open up for the 21 days, and what those 33 years look like, and how Advent and these, the second coming of Christ, how all of this is tying in together. And that, you know, next week on the latest of the Llamasary, you're going to be giving a report from the Llamasary on how much of this portal opened and what that 33 years is going to be, you know, with that, with the continuing open, with everything that's going on, the opening and all that. And I think that you said to me, if I wasn't mistaken, that they say this opening of this portal was even bigger than when Christ was born. But it is all about the second coming, and that how Christ has the healing angels and Archangel Michael has the warrior angels, the angels that no one wants to, you know, mess around with, for sure. You know, not even a whole city can handle one of those angels.
Yeah, we're excited, Jimmy, because you hit the nail on the head. It totally makes sense. The Lamasery this week revealed to me going into Thanksgiving and what the world calls Black Friday. I like to think the crucifixion should have been called Black Friday, but of course that's just the Lama's concept. But the concept is Christ returning and the portal being even larger than it was at the first Advent. We know the first Advent was that first Christmas, you know, the birth of Christ and God's firstborn child. And we're so excited because, you know, here he is with Archangel Michael. And they say, man, oh, man, it's even open larger. People might ask how. Well, we have records that go back 3,000 years. And we were here 1,300 years before Jesus showed up the first time. And now he's getting ready to, he's showing up the second time. And it's very interesting. More people than ever before are seeing him. They're seeing Archangel Michael. You hear about it. The warrior and the healing angels are everywhere. They're going into the tabernacles. They're going into the churches. They're going into the parks. You see judgment beginning to happen. You see all these natural catastrophes. What's very interesting that I've noticed, Jimmy, that no one's talking about it with the natural catastrophes, is that the loss of life is still minute compared to the devastation of these natural disasters. I mean, we had over 30 tornadoes hit southern Alabama the other day, and the loss of life was really low. It could have been much higher. Everybody knows when Ivan went like a buzzsaw through South Florida, the loss of life, you know, of course, any loss of life is terrible, but people have to understand with the amount of devastation. In other words, as much as this is being done, the reason that I know that Abba's hand is in all of this, it's very surgical, Jimmy. And sometimes when we refer to Shiva, the destroyer of death, sometimes we actually call him the surgeon, that he knows exactly what to remove, who to remove, and the exact measures. I mean, it's like a stealth fighter with a laser beam saying, just going to take these and these. You know, last week when we were in Mass, part of scripture was the stories of where, you know, two men are working in the field. God took one of them, left the other one, and they didn't know what happened to him and where he's gone. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now, brother. Back to you.
Well, and what's interesting is, and I know we have some folks here in Circle of Life that come to the Patriot and Lama Show, and maybe you can share your experience with what's going on with Circle of Life, but also share your experience in the comments below of what happened with you with this 21 days. I mean, I want to give a little bit of my personal testimonial on what's happened to me. And I know, Brother Lama, that you got knocked out of your bed when this thing started right early in the morning. And not only that, you had three different 4D or 5D visions in church where you have seen Christ and the angels. And you've been seeing that. For those of you that are new to these shows, the Lama's been seeing heaven and angels and all of that since he was in his wee young years when they butchered him up on that table and took out his kidneys, most of them anyways, and he died and went to heaven. There's just a lot of people that, you know, have experienced that. I can't wait until I do, you know, get to experience some of that. And I know that other people that have, there's a guy out there named Hank Coomerman. He was talking about one of the warring angels next to him just last week was so big and looked so serious. He goes, he says, these people that are going to get the judgment better be ready for what's getting ready to happen upon them, because this angel didn't look like he was playing any games at all. But, you know, the energy was intense. And I don't know, folks, who of you out there felt the energy of the last 21 days, but I'm pretty in tune with my energy, and it increased tremendously. And not only did it increase tremendously, I'm talking about the energy that I could feel flowing through my body, but there was times where my vision was going completely blurry, the back of my neck and my head. And I know you explained what was going on there, because we had other people, you know, experiencing the same thing. I mean, this was intense. I mean, Lama, you're still disappearing from your screen. You know, on the live event on 11/11, it was really incredible, you know, with what was going on with that event. And any of you that haven't watched that, it's in the free community. You can watch it at any time. But this advent, you know, you started talking about all of these things that are happening, you know, the double yin, you know, the winter solstice, these 21 days. Can you kind of like open that up for the folks and then tell them how this, you know, wraps around this whole advent and what's going on over these next 33 years and where, you know, we talk about Revelation, but you said something pretty incredible to me about where we're at in Revelations, what's going to be happening over these 33 years. And the 33 years are really mercy from the Creator. Absolutely. And, you know, basically, you know, to honor His Son. So can you
mercy
kind of.
Grace. Yeah, mercy and grace, no question. You know, it's kind of, we're viewing it kind of like reincarnation. You know, God didn't really start reincarnation, but He allowed it to survive out of grace and mercy to people not getting the fullness of His teachings in one short life of 50 to 100 years, right? So He allowed it to continue. And so what has happened here is, first of all, let's break down Advent. Advent basically means that a high soul, the anointed one, is coming, but also it refers to Him as re-coming, is coming again, as we say. In the book of Revelation, is Jesus is giving the discourse to John, who's on the island of Patmos, who's actually being held in prison. John has just recently gone through the dark night of the soul, because here he is, he's in prison. He's thought about the crucifix. Remember, he was kneeling at the cross with Mary and Mary. He lost his best friend. He lost his mentor. You know, he's lost his leader, his Son of God. He's lost everything. And all of a sudden, it's just tearing at his soul. And he feels like maybe I will never, ever see Jesus ever again. So he's there. And he comes around, and then he starts thinking about all the beautifulness that Jesus did. And he remembered something that Jesus had told them before: in all things, you have to be thankful. And he says, here I am in this place on this lost island. Nobody knows that I'm here, but yet I know I have to be thankful of everything, because I got to go with him on his travels that took 16 years. I watched him grow from grace to grace. I know who the Messiah is. I walked with him. I broke bread with him. I drank wine with him. I ate fish with him. I wiped the sweat off his forehead. And the moment that he raised his vibration, lo and behold, in 4D, Jesus appears to him. And Jesus starts to give him the discourse. And the discourse starts about being thankful and starts talking about the second coming. Well, he talks it in such a way that John starts to make reference. Well, is it going to happen like right now? And Jesus said, in its time, just like the first time, my time had not come. My second time has not come yet. And then Jesus starts to relating to him a two-step process in order for people to be able to view the Christ. He says you must come into the birth of the Spirit. You must be born of the fire of the Father in the same way. And when you are, he said, there'll be seven angels that will come to bless you, that will open up your seven portals, your seven chakras that correspond with the endocrine gland system. When you get opened up enough, then there I will be there and you will see me face to face. And he's telling us that what steps have to happen. So, Jimmy, this is a preview. It's a prefix for what must to come. And that's why people are seeing him and other people are not. That's why the guy was taken in the field and the other guy was left. And the guy that was left didn't know what happened to the guy that was taken into the field. Right now, we have some brothers and sisters that have already started their ascension. And since the 21 days started, as you know, the last of the 21 days was yesterday. Today is officially December the 1st, the first day after the first 21 days. The lamasery, as you related to, will take a 72-hour survey this weekend on how large that portal actually opened up. And 72 hours after it, they'll see what it looks like as far as closing. How much will it close? Because that's going to determine the transformation, the ascension, and primarily through Michael, the judgment of the people. And here's the thing. This is what was told to me by the law. This is very important. The Holy Spirit is referred to in the Catholic Church as the giver of life, the giver of life. So if Jesus said death shall be swallowed up into life, and in the Far East, they say Shiva is the destroyer of death, that's probably more precise of what we're seeing. This life force that's coming through this portal is accelerating so fast, bringing so much life into us. That's why we're all feeling this extra energy and seeing more light, because at the core of our nucleus of life itself is Abba's light and Abba's energy. And he has increased this on a molecular level. And this is huge. So the life force that is actually accelerating is destroying death itself. And you say, well, Lamaji, in what capacity? And I say, well, in all capacities. Anybody that's been attached to their death, if they can release their death now, that is the best chance for them. Release. See, what there's hints all through the gospel. Look at the epistles. Paul's in Romans, and he says, I die daily to be born again to Christ my Savior. I die daily again to be born to Christ my Savior. He's saying I need to give up my death every day. Well, the Siddha Yoga masters for over 50,000 years, all of the siddhanas they practice, and siddhana is a Sanskrit word for spiritual purification or spiritual exercises. So when people go to the 45-day challenge, Jimmy, that we offer for free on the Circle of Life, like a lot of the people that are here today with us, what they begin to do is they start to practice these spiritual exercises that are thousands of years old. What they do, they cleanse the death out of your 4D body so that your 3D and 5D are operating like it's supposed to be. And so what's happening with the portal of Shiva, or this descent of this high level of energy, it is in a sense disintegrating death. You know, I was, interestingly, on my second travels to India, I was meeting, Jimmy, with a great scientist, Max Karger, in Munich, Germany. And with that luncheon that day, there were two ex-cardinals that actually were from the Vatican, and we were having lunch. And they wanted to understand the experiences that I was having, the bi-location, the tri-location. A couple times I had had some teleportation experiences where people could actually see and touch me. And I said, well, what are you guys testing at the Max Planck Institute in Munich, Germany? He says, we're testing the combustibility of blood right now. I said, what? He says, we want to know how much heat human blood can take before it just disintegrates. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm hearing something now that I don't know that later is going to make a lot more sense. Well, brother, howdy. Today, that conversation is starting to manifest because people are disappearing and they don't know where they're going, just like the man from scripture in the field. So people better put their seatbelts on. You might want to put your goggles on. You might want to wipe your glasses real clearly, because don't be surprised. I am amazed, Jimmy, that every day since the 21 days, I will look left and look right and see people I've never seen before. And it's almost as if 4D doesn't exist anymore. It's almost as if 4D's in 3D right now. I'm looking left and right. In morning prayer, I see people all the time. I started seeing angels before 1968. I have never seen as many angels that I have seen. And both, by the way, Jim, the healing angels are with Christ and the warring angels are with Michael. When I saw Michael 3 weeks ago when this first started, he is massive. He's 8.5 feet tall. You think of the biggest basketball player you can think about. And then imagine somebody muscular enough to be maybe like 400 pounds, but not an inch of fat on him. This is the most massive defensive end that you would ever see on an NFL football. This guy is massive. And his energy, I mean, his sword alone has to be 6.5 to 7 foot. And his blade is at least goes 6 to 7 inches across, Jimmy. It is massive. When he takes his sword and starts to swing his sword, you see fireworks going all direction from his sword. It's amazing.
Well, just like, was it Elijah or Elisha who had the servant when they were surrounded and he told him to have God open his eyes to see what he can see? Like you can see, and the guy was just—he couldn't believe the warring angels on the mountains with the chariots of fire and the swords flaming. And you know, you talk about the combustional blood, and you know, you said something about in class about, you know, we're sitting here and we're pretty much in this revelation time period, right? And, you know, when you look at the book of Revelation, and we talked about Revelations in a couple episodes ago, but, you know, Advent, Revelations, the second coming, this stuff is so wrapped up together. And people need to understand that there is no more time for them to get it together and get their, you know, again, stop worrying about everybody else. And start getting.
I want to share with them some of these numbers, Jimmy. Then remind me to talk about the double yin cycle leading into the water rabbit. Remind me of that. But 3,300 years ago, 333, right? 3,300 years ago, the lamasery started. Jesus was 33 years in his body in the first round. The Lama was 33 years old the last time I was in India in this life, and I'm shooting a picture that used to be on the back of the book before we redid the book, and some people who still have that old copy can see that. On the mantle behind me is a picture of Babaji that was taken when he materialized the body, our yoga master, in the cave that I took a picture in. And then he went across the Ganges, and for 45 days he sat in lotus position, did not eat, sleep, or go to the bathroom. On the 46th day, he opened up. A Sanskrit scholar, a Siddha Yoga master that I lived with about 2.5 of the 4 years that I trained in India, was a soul seer. He would have been considered a modern day and Delivrian patriarch. Think of Isaiah or Elijah, and you'll have a good idea. This man's name was Sahastraji, and Babaji referred to him as his bull, meaning they had been together in one of the holy wars in India, and this guy was a massive warrior. Reminds me of you, Jimmy, a lot, because he was definitely a warrior in that sense. And so he opened up. He had himself about 2 million followers, and they called for him on the 17th day that Babaji, the young-looking yoga master, who appeared to be about 18 years old, but according to the autobiography of yoga, he's 36,000 years old. Wow. And in that process, he's sitting there and he opens up his eyes. And when he opens up his eyes, Sahastraji looks to the people. Now there's over 100 people watching this yoga master open his eyes up. And the picture is taken when he opens up his eyes, and literally his eyes are burning coals of hot fire. Literally burning coals of fire. And then Sahastraji tells the whole audience that he is the incarnation of Lord Shiva, the destroyer of death, right? Now, here I am. I'm 33 years old in a cave where Shiva materialized the body called Babaji that everybody calls Babaji. 33 years later, I'm 66, and I'm told the portal of Shiva is opening up, and it's going to be for 21 days, the opening, but the period's going to be for 33 years, which will be in honor of Abba's firstborn son, Jesus. And in that process is that we're going to see ascension and transformation and dedication. So this 333 is real powerful. It even gets more powerful than that, because what you have is you have the Lamasery 3,300 years ago. Then you have the second part of that three is Jesus's birth. And now you have Jesus's second coming. So you've got 333 again, right? Now watch this. We know that on the 29th of December is supposed to be the next retrograde Mercury, right? But anytime a retrograde Mercury in the winter months is less than 14 days after or before the winter solstice, which is December the 21st, 22, we call that, Jimmy, a double yin cycle in the Lamasery. What do I mean by that? Well, we know when we have a full moon that the yin cycle dominates for 72 hours. But when we have a retrograde 3 to 4 times a year, the moon cycle dominates for 21 to 28 days. It feels as if we're having a full moon for 3 to 4 weeks. So what would it mean when the sun is entering a yin cycle and the moon are entering the yin cycle together? Because everyone knows in the winter solstice, that's the shortest day of the year. That's the longest night of the year. So just imagine what is getting ready to happen. And here we just came out of the portal of Shiva. We're going into a double yin cycle. I already see the signs of it. As you know, I've been alluding to you for 2 weeks now that this thing is already coming also. Not only that, let's look at 2023. We're going from a turbulent tsunami ocean that brought the tiger in 2022. What is the best way to describe 2022? A roller coaster. Ups and downs. And how are we going to describe 23? Well, in the 23rd Psalm, they talk about still waters. My dad's favorite thing to do, Jim, was to get a bass boat and go out in the river when the water was so calm and throw out a cane pole or a fly rod and go bass and brim freshwater fishing. It took me several years to figure out that sometimes he would catch a lot, sometimes he would catch nothing. Sometimes when he caught nothing, he didn't care because I realized he was meditating when he was out there throwing it, but he didn't know he was meditating. It was just natural. Imagine out of that still water comes the sign of the rabbit. And all 12 zodiac signs, Jimmy, they have a strength, right? I know what a tiger strength is. A tiger can take its paw and swipe at a human's face and completely almost take its head off with just one swipe like that. I can tell you what a snake's self-defense is, but what is a bunny rabbit? You know what the rabbit has? The rabbit has the capacity to be in a briar patch when a predator like a tiger could be above it looking for it to eat. And it can be so calm and wait for the right moment before it ever moves. It has the ability to handle anxiety and any kind of frustration. And then when its predator leaves, then it comes out in the opening. And that's the strength of the rabbit. And in an old Chinese folklore, the rabbit is closely connected to the moon. And the rabbit is a symbol of prosperity. So look for peaceful waters in 2023. Look for spiritual prosperity like you've never seen before. I see businesses, Jimmy, tripling, quadrupling. It's going to be a great year to make investments, sound investments, and a great year to upscale businesses like you and the Sage of the South, Joseph Lynn, talk about a lot on Mastermind webinars. So back to you, brother.
Well, again, and folks that are involved with our free memberships in both COL and Mastermind, they're getting a lot of value for free, that's for sure. And then even when you go up to our little membership, I mean, if you're in both of the private members, it's less than a dollar a day. Even with inflation of, they're saying 8%, we know it's higher than that because everything they say is a bunch of crap. But what's very exciting is that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be blessed beyond what they could even imagine. And I hope that all the brothers and sisters that are here today, and thank you for letting me know that my son sent you. That's great. Thank you very much. That's what he has to do too. Love that. Good job, Tommy. But, you know, it's so important that everybody starts really focusing on their self, on their relationship with the Creator, and stop thinking that you're going to change everybody around you. You know, the one thing that Christ had on this planet, and Mother Mary knew that that her son was special, right? But how about his brothers and sisters? They just felt like, you know, a prophet is not a prophet in its own house. So when you start stepping into your power more and more and more and more, the first people that reject you, and this is pretty much everyone until they get enough exposure of you and they want some of you, are actually people that live around you, that are in your own household, okay? Now, it's just the way it is. So don't worry about your spouse or your daughters or your your brothers or your sisters or your kids and your grandkids. Just pray for them. Just pray for them and work on yourself because you are the one that's accountable for you. You're not going to change them. Forget about it. You know, they got to want to change themselves. Sometimes people have not hit the bottom enough times or hard enough in order to wake up and realize that they need to make the change. Okay. One of the things that, you know, has been very interesting, we've been talking about the increase in natural disasters and the intensity of them. And I think that's been happening based on what I'm seeing with the hurricanes that just happened. We got multiple volcanoes going off on that Hawaiian island. We got typhoons that were hitting Philippines within days apart a couple weeks ago, because we had one of our folks that are in the Philippines send us an email about prayer. You know, it's absolutely, the earth is shaking. And it's going to get more intense as you see blessings happening to people, and you're just like blown away that all this good stuff's happening. You will see others that, like you said, Brother Lama, that some just disappear, right? Some are just gone. You've had some of these cases where people have been sitting in a chair, and then all of a sudden they just basically are gone. They dematerialize. They like are food. There might be some ashes on the floor or something, but they're literally gone. What happens? Because there's been cases of that happening. You say that actually is going to accelerate?
Oh, yeah. And I've experienced that with people. I've experienced it with myself by different body parts happening, by raising the vibration itself. So you have to understand, everything is a progression of vibration. And how the spirit, mind, and body is looked at is like, imagine three sieves. You know, Jimmy, remember the gold rush, and they would go to the streams, and they would get these sieves, and they would put the rocks in them, and they would shake the sieves up, and each sieve had a different size. Well, that's how your spirit, mind, and body, very similar, work in regards to energy and frequency. And as your system gets stepped up, certain things will happen. You might say, well, you know, a lot of people think that the law of gravity is complete. No, the law of gravity is not complete unless you add in the law of levity. What do I mean by that? Well, how do you think the Japanese people are able to raise their monorail 6 to 12 inches off its track? They've housed and mastered to a certain extent how to work with the magnetic energy. Well, the magnetic energy goes all throughout your spirit, your energy body. When you're practicing Tai Chi Gong, you're raising the intensification of that magnetic energy. Why is that important? Well, the magnetic energy in your physical body stimulates collagen. It stimulates your endocrine gland system. It excites your lymph node system. You have more lymph node fluid in your body than you actually have blood in your body. So you're triggering things. So what happens is, some of these things referred to as natural law, they get neutralized, right? They get neutralized. I've had students that started practicing and all of a sudden they started floating. You know, I've had people, you know, that were there for a few minutes and then all of a sudden they were gone. So I've had pictures taken of me by different students over the year, and I'd be there and I may not be there. And then you see how I keep coming in and out of the screen here thing. You don't think that that's not something to do with energy. You better believe energy influences everything. And as exciting as what we refer to electricity is, when it comes to the human body, especially when it comes to the spirit, electricity is grotesque in its frequency compared to who we are. It's grotesque. Electricity that we deal with, 110 and 220, is grotesque to the vibration of a human being. In other words, it's way down on the ladder of frequency. And this is why we're always influencing electricity all the time. And as you raise your vibration, you have to ask yourself, what else am I influencing? All of life you're influencing. So people, today I did a Dalai Lama on how to become a healer, right? And our Tai Chi Gong instructors that are in training, Jimmy, they stand up in front of the class. But healing starts with you the first time you chose the 45-day challenge, because all the exercises are designed to connect you to vibrations that go way beyond electricity, that go on to electromagnetic currents, that plug you literally into the cosmos. Because when it really comes down to it, what really is a human being? Well, a human being is a portal itself. A human being is a giant portal itself. Boy, I can tell you, seeing Jesus and seeing Archangel Michael, brother, oh my God, if you're ever talking about a symbol for a portal of light and energy, I mean, they are literally quasars when they show up. It reminds me, one of the best ways to talk about it, if you've ever seen the 1950s Wizard of Oz movie, in the scene where Dorothy is showing up in Munchkin Land, and the fairy of the north is getting ready to appear, and a ball of light comes out of the sky, and then the ball of light kind of disappears in her physical feature. Now, what is amazing to me, Jimmy, is how accurate that symbol of that is when somebody is going from dematerializing, Jimmy, to materializing. It's amazing how accurate it is, because I've had several masters appear to me over the years like that. And Babaji himself appeared to me in 1989 in the middle of a Tai Chi class. I was instructing 12 people, including Master David, were in that class. Babaji appears to me. He steps out of the portal. The portal peels back as if God's peeling space back. And he steps out and he points his finger at me and he says, "I need you in India immediately." And I went, whoa. But when I turned around, Jimmy, and I looked at the 12 students, it's as if their frequency had been lowered, that their movements were almost two-dimensional. They looked like Greek frieze-like hieroglyphics painted to a wall, Jim. And obviously, my body was taken up into the 5D so that I could actually see him materialize. Because our first true level of materialization, see, happens in 5D. And that's why if we get our act together, the angels are trying to teach us. They've been trying to teach us for thousands of years how to make our spirit, mind, and body fusion, Jimmy, fusion and one. And the ancient ritual of the Hindus was, come back. All right, here we are. Spirit, mind, and body are but one. That ancient ritual that the ancient Hindus called the true chanda. They draw three stripes across their forehead and put a red magenta dot in the middle and said, spirit, mind, and body are one. See, the Siddhi Yoga masters have known that for over 50,000 years, that our 3, 4, and 5D unit is supposed to operate like one unified field, if you will. Back to you, brother.
Yeah, and I see a lot of people that Facebook these little, you know what, I'm not going to say it, but you know how I feel saying it. We're going to deal with them in 2023. It's funny how, you know, they just throw people off. They just throw people off, and, you know, it's just amazing to have 150,000 followers on Facebook and for them to not syndicate the post when the posts are getting tremendous engagements and they're restricting everything. I just keep building my, by the way, Facebook, if you're listening, just keep on building my lawsuit for you, against you. I love it. You know, you're gonna make the llama and the patriot, you're gonna help fund that freaking llamasary there, Facebook. We appreciate you doing that for us. It's very interesting to see everything going on. I mean, it almost looks like, you know, you see a lot, there's good blessings going on, there's good things going on, but also there's a lot going on that is pretty dark on this planet, right? And, you know, you were talking about judgment, that some judgment will be smaller than others, but it's still going to be moving things in the direction that they need to go for the end of this 33-year period. Now, Advent, this Advent season, talk a little bit about, because here we're talking about when we wrote the description, the word Advent, which means the entry of a very highly evolved soul,
right,
associated with the birth of Christ, but also associated with his second coming.
Right.
Can you talk about that a little bit,
sure,
how that all interrelates to everything? Because anybody that's read Revelations or
sure
spent any, like Matthew 24, which right Matthew's a very special book to me, you know that, Brother Lama. But
sure
Matthew
is
24, and always has been, by the way. Matthew 24 definitely is, you know, something that talks about what's going on. But there's a lot of difference that's happening in Revelations than what people think is happening. Can you explain how all of this
sure
stuff, you know, ties together?
And when we've always entered Christmas time, the time of Advent, which is a 4 to 5 week period. So the liturgical church comes with a 33-week calendar that they call Jimmy Ordinary Times. Okay, so that starts the week after Easter. So you have the Lenten season, which is 40 days, which starts Ash Wednesday, the day after Fat Tuesday. And then that goes for 40 days. Then the next Sunday starts the first Sunday of Ordinary Times. And that goes on for, here's that number again, right? 33 weeks. The next Sunday after is the Sunday we had a week ago Sunday, which they refer to as Christ the King. And by the way, I was in church that day. And that was the second Sunday of the portal. And I saw a giant crown spin around the table where the priest blesses the host, kisses the table. And that crown spun up through the ceiling that day, you know. But what happened this past Sunday was the first Sunday of Advent. So they have a candle, little candle opera. You maybe have seen it. And then they have wreaths around the candles. They light four candles 4 Sundays before Christmas. And then they light a candle in the middle on Christmas Eve. And that's what they do. And as you know, it was they're very typical for old traditional Catholics to come in what they call midnight mass on Christmas Eve. And one of the primary reasons they did that was to light that candle. Now, what was interesting this Sunday, Jimmy, that I thought was powerful, but it was subtle, is that when the priest got through reading the gospel, he does what's referred to as his homily, which is his message to the congregation. And as he was talking, I had never seen, this is one very grounded priest born in India, beautiful soul, but he was shaken, literally coming. And after his homily, he gave the blessing of the Advent peace wreath. And he went up to light the first candle. And Mita, my wife, is elbowing me, chin sitting in the middle, trying to figure out what's going on. And as he's doing the mantra, the prayer of peace, you can tell the energy is just overloading him. He's spitting out his words. His body's not functioning like it normally is. You can just, and I can see his aura is just huge. It's almost twice as big, Jimmy, as his aura normally is. I can see the energy field around people all the time, animals and trees and everything. But his field, Jimmy, it was double its normal size. And as he was trying to light the candle, his hand was just, whole arm was shaking as if he was having involuntary movement, almost very much like you'd see when a lizard's tail is cut off and it just starts to wag around, right? Those are all signs of Kundalini. They are signs of second birth. And let me refer again to Revelations, what Jesus wanted to emphasize to John. And that was, must go through second birth to embrace second coming. And that's what we're teaching at COL. We're teaching the true teachings of the Christ. We're teaching the teachings the church is leaving out of the teaching. We're teaching the truths that the Bible has left out. We're teaching the fullness of Christ's teaching. And the anointing of the Holy Spirit is vitally important for you to personally experience second coming. And this is why some people won't have a clue that he's here. As a matter of fact, there'll be a certain percentage of people that will look at you and say, feel what energy, Lama G? See what kind of lights? What are you talking about? These are the same people that will say, well, when other people over here are prospering in 2023, they're not because their mindset, they're blocking their portals, they're blocking everything. You got to open up your portals. There's no easier way to do that than through COL, Jimmy, and what we're offering for free on the website.
Yeah, I was telling everybody my experience. We had moved from where we lived for 8 years over by Lake Travis and moved out a little bit further into the country. And so I had a nice tub at this other place, but the water tank was very small and I couldn't fill it up with hot water. So here I got a chance to fill it up with hot water. And so I took my first bath, seriously, in years, and definitely since I've been starting Tai Chi Gong. And it was amazing how the energy, I could feel the intense energy flowing through my hands, through my arms, through my spinal cord, in the back of my neck, through my legs, into my feet, and then literally just take my hand and start passing over parts of my body and feel the energy coming out of my hand. It seems to me, too, that since this portal's open, that the sensation of feeling the energy is increased. I mean, I'll go down into my living room to start my meditation and prayer, and all of a sudden, it's almost like I just plug into the jack. And all of a sudden I start feeling the energy flowing through my hands and into my body. And it's pretty incredible. Brothers and sisters out there that are part of COL or not, who's felt that type of stuff happening over the last 21 days or more, let us know. Also, those of you that are part of COL, sow some good seed, put your comments down, what COL is doing for you, good or bad. Let people know what's happening. Let me see here. We got a question here I want to throw to you, Brother Lama, Sister Penny. So the second coming will last for 33 years for us to get through second birth. I have been doing the 45-day challenge for a year now. I'm still working full time too, so maybe it will take me longer. My heart wants it to go faster, but I trust God. In God's perfect timing for me. What's your comments on that, brother?
Well, you answered your own within the question.
There's a question right there.
Yeah, Penny's very, I can see Penny's very astute. So Penny, you're right on track, sister. Don't worry. You're deep enough into second birth not to be concerned. But, you know, as she brings up an important point, you got to understand everybody that if you were here and a lot of you were on the 11/11 broadcast, and make sure if you haven't seen that, you want to go back and see it and share it with everybody that you can. Number one. Number two, all of us are so blessed to be here and the 33 years are just starting. But you got to understand, most people that are going to hear about what we're speaking about today and what we talked about on 11/11, they're going to be 3 or 4 years down the road before they even begin to hear that. And they still got plenty of time. They're still going to have plenty of time. So that shows you where Abba's mercy and grace definitely comes in. Now, that being said, I don't know about you guys. I want to make sure I'm all the way over on the other side as much as I can. There's the biggest reason for that is ask yourself, the people who are in denial of growing spiritually, imagine that part of this is like teaching the cat litter where to do its business, to put it in the litter box and rub its nose in it in order to wake it up. When the more unconscious our loved ones are, our friends and family, when they wake up, who do you think they're all of a sudden going to turn to? They're going to actually turn to the very person, like Jimmy said in the beginning, that you wasn't a prophet in that family. Guess what? All of a sudden, they're going to wake up and they're going to know you know. What they think is weird now, what they think might even be, oh, are you following that devil llama or whatever they're saying? It doesn't matter, right? But when they wake up, better know this, who do you think they're going to turn to? I've seen it in my own family the last couple of years. Guys, I've been training for 54 years in this life alone, sharing the teachings for 4 decades. I still have people waking up around me. Who do you think now they turn to? They turn to the llama. But to them, I might be their brother. I might be their father. I might be their grandfather, right? They're going to turn to you. The very people that are poking at you now, poking the bear, so to speak, they're going to be turned. Now, I'm asking you, how far on the other side do you want to be when that happens? Don't you want to be able to give them understanding? Well, here's what Jimmy's done for you guys. He's made it so easy. If you become a professional inviter, you have been blessed with things you can't even imagine. You know, David Paul started 35 years ago. The llama started 54 years ago. Do you think there were things like internet and smartphone and wizards and marketing like Jimmy Swin around when we started? No, we still got the word out, but it went out like a trickle. And then it went out like a hose pipe. Now we're putting it out like a fire hydrant. And you better believe we're cranking that baby up. Where do you want to be? Ask yourselves when your loved ones wake up. Where do you want to be? Back to you, brother.
Yeah, and again, don't get discouraged if they're not awake. Because everybody's on their own journey. Even if you lose them this time around and they get recycled back into reincarnation, it's okay. I mean, I'm reading the autobiography of a yogi or yoga, however you want to say it. And, you know, they're talking about 500 to 1,000 years before people come back and reincarnate.
So that's the average. That's the average.
I mean, the average, 500 to 1,000 years, and that you have to live 1,000,000 years. Until you understand what Abba's will is. Can you imagine? But if you go down the path of Christ, if you go down the path of Christ and you truly know the path of Christ and what he did when he was on this planet, and good, episode 21 of the Patriot Llama Show gets into detail, you can completely shorten that period of time down tremendously. Let's put it to you this way. Won't need to be 1,000,000 years. You know, I have people in my family that say, I don't want to come back here again. I said, well, you better get out of the vibration of reincarnation, because it doesn't become a choice until you get out of that vibrational status. You can't want something if you're not doing what you need to do to get it.
Thank you.
You know, you want what the llama's got, you got to try to do what the llama's doing, right?
Amen.
You know, when I'm doing consultation for people, I'm coaching people, They're saying, well, Jimmy, you know, I really want to get where you're at and all that. And I said, well, then you got to do what I do. And are you willing to do it or not? Right. So it's interesting how your loved ones or people that you're consulting with and all of that, they want what you got, but they ain't willing to do what you do. So you got to be willing to do what the person's doing that you want what they got. Okay. Yeah. And don't worry and stress out about everybody else. If it takes them a million years to get it together, well, let's be grateful. Amen. That Abba has the mercy and the patience to allow them to go a million years.
Yeah.
Because those must be really the slow learners, Llama, that got to go a million. No, those have to be the slow learners that have to go a million years to get it right.
Well, and, you know, that's the thing. I mean, when somebody has knowledge that you would like to have, there's a good chance that they've been around a few more times than you have, number one. And your soul is ageless. To say an old soul is kind of not a correct statement. But when somebody makes a statement like that, they're really meaning that they've incarnated a lot of times, right? Hopefully on the incarnation, they worked up the ascension ladder along the way, because that's what it's supposed to be about, right? That's what it's supposed to be about. You're supposed to be learning and growing. But you know what the Lamasery says? The most important lesson on this planet, you might want to write this down. This is really kind of important. There I'll go again.
Will you stay on screen, Lama? Will you stay on screen?
So what they're saying is that we are here to overcome. We are here to take a limited being and make it unlimited. That's what it's all about. So if we want the abundant life that Jesus promised all of us to have, he says, you know, follow me, do what I do, pick up your cross, follow me, and this is what you do. If we're, and then he gives us all these beautiful promises, right? Peaceful things of immortal glory, right? Oh, it's a beautiful one, right? Peaceful things of immortal glory is one of Jesus's promises to you, right? So, but he also says that in order to even beginning to receive my promises, you must be in a state, and you're going to love this, especially the students of Tai Chi Gong. You need your fertile ground for your being spiritually. I want to ask you right now, and I want you to be truthful. Are you living in a state of peace right now? With everything going on in the world, are you in the eye of the storm that Michael and them are bringing to the planet? Or are you reacting to everything that's going along? You know, yesterday when the guy got hit by a lady in a car, I was in the third lane and I was just cruising along. And then I heard it as if, you know, it was in 4D and my supersonic hearing caught it. And I saw this guy get smashed. I saw his bike, and that he was a massive guy. He looked like a triathlon athlete, and you could tell he rides all the time. And then Jesus said, Lamaji, you just need to pray. Pull off the side of the road. I wanted to get out. Emotionally, my first instinct was, I want to go help him, which was like the same thing I did when I was 17, when I saw my best friend killed right in front of my eyes when I was 17 years old. So I wanted to do that like all over again. I didn't even know this guy, but I felt it was the right thing to do. But Spirit came upon me and said, no, you pull off, and we want you to start saying this mantra. And I started saying this mantra in Talalakumi, which is Aramaic for arise and walk. And every time I said it, the energy got more powerful. So 10 minutes later, I don't know what happened. I turn around. I'm only 50 feet now from where this accident happened. I get up and I look around. And this guy that when he was going down was cussing this lady. He is waving to her. His bike is fixed. He's whole. The bike's whole. And the llama that's seen a lot in his life, I can't tell you how humbled I was. I can't even begin to tell you how humble I was. It was like I never, ever saw a miracle in my life. And my life's been a life full of miracles. And I turned around and says, "You just continue to amaze me, Holy Spirit and Jesus, what you can do. The power is amazing. Make a bike and a person whole and then turn his heart immediately around." All of this happens simultaneously. And I'm just telling you guys, the power that you have, you got to start thanking God for the power you have and thanking God that he's teaching you how to use it and not abuse it and not misuse it. You've got to declare and decree who you are as you step into your power. You have to take ownership of that. You have to step up and take ownership of your power. And the first thing he's going to put in your heart is the same thing that Tai Chi Gong means and the mantra Om Shanti means, which is give power to peace. Because I never felt so much power yesterday giving me so much peace. And everything changed. My whole day went different because of that. It just completely went different. Back to you, brother.
Well, yeah, I'm sitting here meditating and thinking on Brother David Paul, Master David Paul, and his statement, about what was going on, where he plays he's a master at the instruments. Go to Rasaji.com. Hey, I've been doing this. I didn't even put the banners down below.
We're having so much fun today.
Yeah, we're having so much fun. I forgot. Well, the banners are now below.
I forgot too.
But, he's talking about, and you can hear his music that he does, Healing Frequency Music, and it's on Rasaji.com. You can go to the Healing Frequency Music channel under channels, and you can listen to this music. And you should be playing this music in your environment. It does a lot of good things, these frequencies. And also, if you're a free member of Circle of Life, you get access to the frequency of gold and silver, which helps attract gold and silver into your life. And actually we have a testimonial, a comment on that a person found their gold and silver when they were playing. I think they found their gold and then found the silver they had lost, but it was amazing what's going on with that. And I'm going to show you the free back office in a few minutes here and where you can get access to the 11/11/2022 event that we had. And by the way, folks, for those of you that didn't hear this before, we had over 1,400 people register for that event. We only promoted it for like a week through the email list. Yeah. And over 900 and some people actually attended, and 800 and some people stayed for the 3 hours and something.
Amazing.
And it was amazing. And Master David Paul, Brother David Paul, did some playing, some beautiful music there. And it just was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful event. And I think that people were commenting about the energy they were feeling and what they were feeling from it. So make sure that you do that, okay? Make sure that you watch that or listen to that event. And again, it's free, so it costs you nothing to do it. I wanted to end. There was something in here that I wanted to highlight. Okay. So one of the Facebook users, it just says Facebook users, talking about teaching children. One of our high school, middle school, grade school, a lot of these schools, unless they're private schools, are teaching our children a bunch of garbage and nothing that really means anything. I mean, how to take care of your hygiene, how to, balance your checkbook and your finances, how to, take care of if you're on your own. How do you, cook? How do you, wash your clothes? All these things that mean something. How do you create connection to the divine? How do you, things that empower our children to be, to step into their destiny. Instead, we have I can't mention it because I'll get a strike and they'll call me like some kind of white supremacist. I fit the profile now, a white guy, 70, 57 years young, a hillbilly from Ohio.
They might have to call you the Italian supremacist, Jimmy.
Yeah, well, it's just amazing, right? It's amazing. But David, Brother David Paul was talking about in the church, he does like four of these services, right? A week or right. something or a month.
Yeah.
I forget what he's talking about.
Now, over the weekend, he does four services.
Four services, right? In a weekend. Right. And right. they were telling him, the priests were telling him, to sit back and just say hallelujah, just sing hallelujah, 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 and close your eyes and focus on the Creator and watch what happens.
Right.
Okay. And he's had, Master David Paul, Brother David Paul has had 35 years of Tai Chi Gong. He's had to be going out with this because understand the Lama and Brother Dave can feel the energy very intensely because they've been doing this for a long time. They've been opening up their portals, keeping them nice and clean, doing the things that Bokanathra got taught by the angels, right? To do, exactly. to get the body, the spirit, and the soul working in unison and efficiently Amen. And optimized, okay? Take it from my engineering brain here, my organizational brain. That's what's happening. Okay, that's exactly. what these exercises are doing for you. And then what does a better relationship with the Creator do for you? Everything. Everything. You just have to put the time into it. But he was talking about, the singing of hallelujah and, focusing on God and what it was doing for him. It was overwhelming. And then, then the energy that was going on that he had to go outside and walk. Because the energy was so intense that he knows how to direct that energy back into the ground, like you teach also in Tai Chi Gong when you're doing the Lama Lotus meditation, where you're bringing that energy through the body and then into the knees and through the ground. Can we continue? I guess we'll know at your update on how much of this portal opened and what's going to happen here. Because I'm still afraid, feeling strong. I mean, even with this live right now, this episode, I'm still getting, the energy going through my legs and all over the place.
Well, the 21 days was a consistent opening. Of course, the first day was huge because of the contrast, because it started. And as you know, it knocked me completely out of the bed like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And so the wife came over. What did you do? Jump out of your bed? I said, no. How did I end up on the floor? She says, I heard a big thump and I came up and there you were on the floor. And I said, well, that was the first day. But what happened is the concept just, like a shutter speed. Every day, a little bit more. Every day, a little bit more. So what we do know as of right now is that the initial opening and researching all of our archive notes. And remember, word of mouth all the way for 3,300 years, a lot of documents in the Vatican, in the Lamasery. And so in the process, we know it's bigger opening than 2,000 years ago when we had the first advent, right? The key is going to be is now to see 72 hours and see if we can see a significant closing of that 21 days of opening. So that's what we'll be looking for. It's too early to tell that part. The other thing of it is that every 90 days after this weekend that we, the Lamasery, will be checking on the portal itself. Now, here's the neat thing. Every time we put a teacher out there and they open up a class, it helps the portal stay open. How about that? So when we build the Lamasery in North America and we've got 25 to 50,000 acres and we build this Lamasery, 25 to 30,000 square feet. And then we have 400 or 500 homes on there with about 3 to 4,000 people practicing Tai Chi Gong. In a given day, Can you imagine what will happen to the portal and how it solidifies? We'll keep that energy circling around the planet, but also every teacher, every student is a portal. When you become a teacher, obviously your portals are sending out more energy, more light. And that's a real cool thing. So you're raising people up. So we know now, because of this, the Shakti pot, the transference of energy from one person to another, is accelerating. So that's a really good deal now. And we've got, like, you know, 30 people ready to teach and 15 out there teaching now. And that's a really exciting thing. And that's all happened in the last 90 days. So where we'll be this time next year, I have a feeling it's going to be powerful. But as Jimmy says, you can probably put a zero or two behind that of what we're going to have in place. And that's just good for us, but it's also good for the portal. And that's what's also exciting. Back to you, brother.
Yeah, I want to show a couple comments. This is from Sister Penny. The 11/11/22 was so beautiful. I attended all of it. Thank you so much. Another individual, Brother Chuck, I listened to the 11/11 live stream again and got so much more the second time around. Thank you, Brother Chuck. And you always get more the second time around, the third time around, and everything that you're doing, what you're reading, what you're absorbing into your mind, right? But again, you can get that information. Let me show you here real quick. Share my screen. Okay, we'll go over here. So if you don't have a free account, sign up for one. You just have to put your email address in. Right on the front page, no problem. Right on the front page, we have it. Let me go ahead and open up another tab. And then I'm logged in already, so I don't have to log in again. Okay. And so it would have a little box in here now says, welcome back, because I'm logged in. And all you have to do is fill that out. And then you get email, you follow and add your password, and you're in. You can log into your back office, okay? When you're in your back office, you just click here to watch the 11/11/22 live event. And we're going to be putting events up here. I'm restructuring this a little bit. And as I do, we'll update this video, which both shows you desktop and mobile on how to navigate. So that'll be getting actually updated this month. And so you have access to all of this free training here. And you have access to this. You have access to the gold and silver frequencies. We give a lot of value to people for free, just for your time, right? So make sure there's no excuse, none, zero, zip, excuse for you not to get involved with the Circle of Life community and you not to get involved in the 45-day challenge. And for you not to watch the 11/11 event. And these Step Into Your Power, which we bought the domain name. It's not ready yet, but we're working on it. StepIntoYourPower.com, which was something that I talked to the Lama about. And, you know, I felt that let's have that one funnel to do nothing but bring in the people for the webinar. And then, you know, talk to them about how they can step into their power. Have some people on there who are stepping into their power and then get more people to come into the free communities. And then, of course, that leads them, if they feel like it in their heart, they want to tithe to the Lama and the Patriot. They want to become part of our private memberships. Well, again, you can be in both of them for less than $1 a day, even with these inflation rates. And I got to tell you, you show me where you can be in two things that are going to have such an impact on your life for free, by the way. But then if you take it to the next level, $1 a day, it's pretty powerful. And that dollar a day will take that poverty mindset away and get you to start stepping into your power and becoming who you were destined to be in this lifetime. Remember, I don't know about you, but I ain't really interested in doing a million years. Okay. And I think that's a slow learner that's doing a million years. Okay. Someone that has to do a million years, they ain't learning too quick. Okay. Okay.
Well, so the Buddha called it, Jimmy, the will of 84. And he said a slow evolving soul could take 8,400,000 years to get off the will of reincarnation. That's what they refer to in Buddhism, the will of 84. Yeah.
Well, listen, Sister Bridget says, for me, the last of, I think it's 4 days, the portal energy increased a lot. Yeah, and almost pulling me out of my body at times.
Right? Well, that's not hard to believe, because Bridget, she's an angel to start with, right? So that's not hard to believe.
Well, and Sister Penny, it's such a great value, life-changing. Thank you. Again, we wanted to do this free and then so low cost for the private, where you get massive value more. I mean,
Jimmy, did you know just in our Friday's training, the Lama does, that they get to sign up for once they join the COL, which we meet every Friday, which includes tomorrow. They could sign up today and be a part of tomorrow's show from 1 to 3. There's 172 hours now archived in that training, Jimmy, alone, 172
Well,
hours.
And what I love about Abba's plan, because it's all Abba's plan.
Right.
And we're going to, put some questions in. 85 billion years of reincarnation sounds like torture. I think you said 85 million.
No, it's 8,400,000.
8,400,000. 8,400,000.
Yeah, that's what
85 billion. Boy, that would be a lot. I mean, 8,400,000 is a lot, and even a million is a lot,
to understand how big of a deal it is right now. We know human DNA is only here 450,000 years. So human DNA hasn't even been on the planet a million years. So that's a big deal.
Well, it's funny that Graham Hancock that just did the ancient apocalypse,
right,
who went through, and my son Tommy Truthful said, Dad, this guy's talking about all the stuff you and the Lama's been talking about. I said, yeah.
Don't tell anyone.
of course, civilization has been here a lot longer than 6,000 years.
This crap that we were hunters and gatherers 7,500 years ago. What a bunch of crap.
Yeah. now it's being proven out, and more information's coming to the front. And, people are going to be finding out that everything's just been built on lie after lie after lie. And these governments, these politicians, these people that are in power currently, some of them are not going to be in power for much longer. And over the 33 years, this house is going to get cleaned, spotless. And again, the 33 years, instead of whatever it is, 3.5 years, is mercy. Because if you were going to jam this thing in 3.5 years, you might lose more than half the population of this planet.
There's no question about it. But 33 years, really, everybody think about something that's important that you've done in your life. And you have to admit that everything that's really important, and most people, by the way, what I'm getting ready to say, can count those numbers on one hand, those fingers on one hand. And that is, most of things you've done that are vitally important usually took a decade or longer to do it. Think about it, right? So to be able for him to come in and say, I'm giving the human race 33 years in honor of the affection that I have for my firstborn child. That's pretty profound.
That is merciful too. So again, I would ask everybody who's involved in COL to go ahead and start putting some of your testimonials in here, so people that are watching this can hear that. They can look in there. We want to bring more and more and more people into the free community, into the free training. And then we call it the ascension ladder. People can move where they want to move. They can stay free for the rest of their life. They can become private members. They can become advanced training in COL, and they can even become teachers. And, I see by the end of this 33 years that we'll have tens of thousands of teachers around the world. That's our goal. And have a lamasery that's helping anchor down. That's a portal over here in North America and where we have self-sustaining communities where we don't need any outside interference. We have Abba and his son and his spirit and his angels and our human angels that are here working with us, doing it right. We're going to be an example Amen. To the rest of the world. But Amen. Brother Lama, I know we want to close with your blessing and prayer for everybody because it's powerful, very powerful. And another thing before we do your blessing and prayer, I want to mention is when you're a private member, you also get access to the CIA Creators in Action meetings every Wednesday where everybody's praying for each other and sharing with each other. It's a really beautiful thing. So beautiful. Back to you, Brother Lama.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together in your light and love. Thank you for all the blessings that through the portal that you have opened up is bringing so much light and love to our families. Thank you for surrounding our families, our loved ones, with all your healing angels, with all your angels of protection. We're all the mercy that you have sent for us and the grace. We are grateful that you're creating us in thy perfect image, designing us as you had in the very beginning, where everything was perfect. Every cell, tissue, atom, and molecule in our being, it was made perfect. We are thankful that there's no dis-ease or discomfort within our spirit, mind, or body, but there's only ease, there's only peace, and giving more power to that peace. We are grateful that you're protecting our homes, our properties, our work, and our investments. We are thankful that you're protecting people from afar. And today, we ask special thanks for the grace that you bestow upon any child who has strayed from home, that you find a way to bring them back to their loved ones. We are grateful for the angels that are protecting our children, protecting the innocent, and protecting everything. We're especially thankful for the shift that we are seeing from darkness to the light. We are grateful that we are a part of this healing expansion of the earth, bringing all the children back to you. For you and your eternal son, and the most incredible Advent season that is now upon us. Thank you that we are humble enough and open enough to adhere to it and what it all means and what it all stands for. Thank you so much, God. Amen.
We love you, brothers and sisters. Have a wonderful and blessed day. For you folks that are going to join the Lama tomorrow in the private webinar, please do. We love you very much. Take care. Have a wonderful and blessed day.